Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, Mac, I don't even understand how they didn't understand you and that Mary Joy.
Yeah, I
kick
know,
kick that
man.
Old robotic, futuristic George Jetson.
Yeah,
crazy
joy. Just like Uniblab. Robotic kicking flab. Or flavor bit of batter. Chill a chatter, matter than the Mad Hatter. I bet you buy shit, come by fatter. I got the data to turn your body into antimatter. And just like a piece of sizzling, you'll fit inside my stomach with the eggs and grits between. The king is what I mean. My man, get a cup and put some change inside your hand. Now hold up, let's make this official. Everybody, let's agree that MCs need a tissue. The folks, my only issue. I bet your mama miss you, and I bet the Mac take off like an MX missile. No more you whining on the charts climbing as I make the phone kicking out more harder than a dime. And if you didn't know who's rhyming, I guess I'm gonna say Craig Mack with perfect timing. You won't be around next year. My rap's too severe, kicking mad flavor in your ear. Here comes a brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. Mack's brand new flavor in your ear. Craig Mack.
Started up my
music.
Urban Flavor Radio.
I'm in these streets.
Your urban party station.
Hello, everyone. This is your girl, Carolyn.
This is your girl, Alicia.
This is your man, Abraham Amir, and you are now tuned into Urban Flavor Radio Show.
And what an
going
exciting
on, lady.
Show tonight. I am ready for this one. How you guys doing?
I'm good. I'm the only guy on this lady-based show, though.
It's okay. You'll be all right.
It doesn't matter.
No.
Y'all doing it up for the ladies tonight.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
And we always need the male point of view. But hold up, isn't today episode 12?
It is.
It sure is. Congratulations to you guys and to all of Urban Flavor. We have some dope shows, that's for sure. I'm so proud of what's happening with Urban Flavor. I mean, just we're growing every day, it seems like. So I just want to say congratulations to everyone that's involved. And I do want to point out all of the shows that we now have on the network. On Monday nights, we have the Smiley J Artist Zone. On Tuesdays, we are going to have Melinda with Injust Us. On Wednesdays, we're going to have Wildin' Wednesdays with Doug Scott. And drumroll. From Mr. Abraham Amir. For the real talk. Congratulations.
Why, thank you.
You are more than welcome.
I want to miss you guys,
that.
Though.
No, you're not.
We'll miss you, but we know
why
that you're going to call us.
Oh, the hand clap. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, okay. We get the hand clap.
Oh,
well, thank
God.
You. But I'm sure you'll be calling in.
He can't wait. He can't wait.
I know.
No. It's really. I'm gonna call and bug you guys every week.
You know.
So it's not like I'm gone, but
you're not gonna have any choice because of our dope shows that we're gonna have. You're gonna want to call in, right, Alicia?
Of course.
Right.
That's right. That is
right. You know
what
I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
So I definitely want to get to tonight's topic because we do have two guests on here. Well, they will be on here. We will have our Black Wall Street guest for the evening, Miss Erin Nicole, and she is Miss Marilyn. We also have our special guest tonight, Miss Alicia C., who is our not only our host, but our special guest for this evening. So I'm excited.
Like, should I do an English accent or something? Like, should I switch it up?
Do what you want to do. It's your night.
I think I should like that off.
Huh?
It is your night. This is your night. Tonight, everything's yes. It's your night.
See, now you can't leave. Now you're starting to sing now. See, we need this.
Right.
We need this.
So before we get started, so I saw some pictures of you the other day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you were doing the Earth thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know I always be giving you a lot of trouble, right? But I was so proud. Like, I got so the one little tear, you got that one little tear almost. It almost fell. Right? Because I looked at you and I was like, oh, I'm so proud of her. Look at her doing her thing. Right? She got some nice pics. Almost. It was
almost
one of those moments. It was like right there. Like I saw the picture and I was like, and then I held it back up. I held it back.
So
I'll
when
wait
is it
till like Miss, when she becomes like Miss Universe of the Universe.
Yeah.
Oh, it's coming.
That's
then,
probably.
Then
probably,
yeah, I'm going. I'm a, you know, I'm gonna drop some real ones. But those pictures were amazing. So guys, if you haven't, you need to go to her page and you need to look at her photo. Did you shoot those, or did you get someone to finally shoot you?
I actually had my girlfriend, who's also my coworker, who's also like a sister. I set up the camera just pretty much like we did when we had our group shoot. I set it up and I handed it to her. So the whole time I'm guiding her and trying to pose at the same time. But I mean,
we
it
need
worked.
She's the boss.
It really worked.
She could work.
Right, well,
and
we're gonna come back to you. We're gonna come back to you because I got questions for you already. But we ain't gonna get started too fast.
Oh man.
How is everybody doing with the whole being at home thing? Is anybody getting cabin fever yet? Everybody all right?
I'm partial. I'm in and out because I do still have to go to work, you know, at least once every other week, which is, you know, it gives me a break. But then when I'm in for 6 to 7 days, it does get a little bit crazy because you can't clean but so much. Everything is done. And then I look forward to going back to work, you know, and talking to people in person because I'm not talking to nobody in those stores. I rarely even go to the stores anymore. So I'm becoming the Amazon queen, that's for sure.
Right. A homegirl of mine had her groceries delivered to her today. I said, are you serious? She was like, yeah, I ain't even out of here.
That's going to be my next project.
Yeah, she had the groceries delivered.
About that, it's like I don't trust it because I like my produce to look a certain way. And I don't know if they're just like,
with you on that.
You mean six apples?
That's
what
I said.
No.
I'm with
no.
you on it. But you
still
going there.
I can't have my. Yeah, I can't have you grocery shop for me. I need to physically see it for myself.
Yes. I need to make sure they check
it. It depends on what it is. Maybe not the produce. Maybe they could just get all the other stuff.
Yeah.
And you could just run in.
But yeah, I thought that was a cool idea, though, that they. I know that her Tita does that. They do the. They do the packing.
Well,
I mean, sending it
it's
to
a
you.
Company. I'm sorry, it's a company called Instacart. Now, that's just like DoorDash and all those other ones that deliver. So they go and have people to sign up to go grocery shopping for people. So a lot of people are utilizing, especially now, and they're making more money than people, you know, that are off and not making any money. So they're doing
it. So
let
me tell you why. Go ahead, Lisa.
Now, this may rub y'all the wrong way, but I did see something, probably Facebook or Instagram. I probably should stay off of it. But they were talking about, you know, the Grubhubs and the DoorDash and all that. Someone took a photo of someone's feet, a delivery person, in the bathroom stall, and they had the food bag in between their feet.
Oh, no, see. Mm-mm, I can't.
See, and that's why I was like, you know what? Nah, I'm going to risk it. I'm going to put my mask on, and I'm going to get it myself.
Yeah,
I don't
I'm with you on that one, Alicia.
When I saw that, I was like, oh, that's it. That's it for me.
Yeah, that's way too much. Way too much. All right, guys. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
We ready to get our guests on here so that we can get to our feature guests so that we can have us a great show this evening. So I'll give a quick introduction. So our guest, and I hope I get this right, our guest, I want to say it's last year, she's going to fill it all in for us, won Mrs. Woman Maryland United States, right? And she's a beautiful woman. You know, I'm pretty sure she's going to give us a lot of info on, you know, how she got about, how came about, you know, winning that position and how long, you know, she had been into, I want to say, the modeling field or whatever it is she was doing to get her to that point. So what we're going to do is we're going to welcome Miss Erin Nicole to our show so that we can pick her brain on her Miss Maryland. So just give us a second. We're having to get her on. Miss Erin Nicole, are you there?
I am here.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Hi, Erin.
How are you guys?
We're awesome. How are you?
Good.
Is that Abraham, can we get a hand clap?
Okay, yeah,
yeah,
we got a hand clap.
Hand clap.
We didn't give her a hand clap. Okay, hand clap.
There it is.
Yay.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Well, I'm doing well with the circumstances, I guess, you know, the best I can right now.
So are you've been in the house? Are you not moving around or you're not doing anything?
No, I have been in the house since March 12th. I mean, I go to the grocery store maybe once a week, but pretty much been in the house.
Mm.
Oh, wow. Are you stir crazy right now?
You know what? No. I'm an introvert, so this is okay for me.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm good. I haven't gone crazy. Now my kids, on the other hand, they may be going crazy, but I'm okay.
Well, that's a good
thing.
So,
okay, I'm going to start off with I'm ready to kick this off cuz you're an introvert. But you were Miss Woman Maryland USA. How do you do that?
Okay. So I'll give you the background real quick. So yes, I'm an introvert. But I think I'm a mix. I'm an introvert extrovert. So I can be out in the public, but only for a little bit. I gotta come home and decompress. So I've been in the pageant industry for a little while. I used to work with the USA, Miss USA pageant, New York, Maryland, New Jersey, back in my teen days. And so my daughters, who are 11, I have twin girls who are 11, we were pretty much talking about pageantry, and my daughter was interested in it. So I kind of found out it was a local one here, and I signed her up to do it, paid everything, and she decided at the last minute she didn't want to do it.
Mm.
So the director was like, okay, what if you do it? They were like, oh, we have a pageant for your age. Now, mind you guys, I'm 40. Okay, I'm old. I'm way
okay,
old.
Nothing wrong with that.
Hey, not old, but go ahead. You're 40.
I mean,
you're 40 years young.
Yeah, I'm 40 years young. So she said they had a division for my age, so I asked my daughter, if I compete, would you do it too? And she agreed. And I end up winning and going to the nationals, so here I am now.
Yay, hand clap.
Wow, that is crazy. Yeah, hold on. We're going to get this hand clap thing together, but you definitely deserve one for that. Like, that was amazing.
Yes, she does.
That is definitely a cool story. That is the best. So what was the process that you had to go through to get to win? What did you have to do? How does it work? I don't know.
So each of the pageant systems, it's a lot. Normally people know the main ones, which are Miss USA and the Miss America. Those are the two big ones that people know. But most of them are the same. I mean, you usually have a prelim where you do the same thing. It's like an interview. You do the swimsuit. You do your evening gown competition. And then you do your onstage interview, and you're judged accordingly. And then you move on to nationals. So nationals is all the states. So when we went to nationals in Orlando, it was all 50 states competing for the crown. And I was the first runner-up. I didn't win. I was first runner-up, which was good because that was my first national pageant competition. And it opened.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
First runner-up. Okay. All the way from Maryland, down in, you said Florida, right?
Down in Florida, yes.
Down in Florida, all the way from Maryland, first runner-up. Ain't nothing wrong with that. So would you do it again? Or do you have to compete again? Is it like boxing, like you got to put your championship on the line?
No, you don't. You don't have to do it. So with my reign for Maryland, you do it for the year. And once it's over, I hand over, I crown a new Miss Maryland, United States, once that's over. But I still do a lot of speaking engagements under my pageantry. But no, I would not do it again. No.
Is it because of a lot of work involved?
It's a lot of work. Yes, it is a lot of work. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of time commitment for me because, one, I have kids. I have a full-time job. So it was definitely a lot of work for me. I wouldn't do it again. Now, I would allow my daughters to do it and push them in it because I feel like that's more of an investment. For me, it's really nowhere else for me to go. I did the pageant. I won. I've gotten speaking engagements. I, you know, started a business. I teach etiquette. So I'm good. I wouldn't do it again. I think it's great for younger people. I would definitely help out where needed, but I wouldn't compete again.
Okay, so we're going to do the Urban Flavor pageant. So you won't join our Urban Flavor pageant. You won't be a contestant for our Urban Flavor. You could be Miss Urban Flavor DMV.
Okay. I'll take that.
So yeah, we gonna start our own pageant, right? And then we gonna get you in it, and then do that. This is really just by happenstance. Like you really didn't even like mean to win. You end up winning. And you said speaking engagement. So what is it that you're speaking on? Like what do they have you doing?
So it depends because my platform was autoimmune diseases, like lupus, Crohn's disease, especially when it affects children. So when I was reigning, that's mostly what I was going to speak about to different groups, different nonprofit organizations, and doing walks and things like that. Right now, because I teach etiquette, I do more speaking engagements to kids. So I go to high schools, I'll go to middle school programs, different things like that, and I'll talk to young girls just about self-esteem, what's going on in the world today, social media, bullying, things like that.
So once again, this whole introvert thing is not really sitting well with me, but then you explained it. You're an inter-extrovert. So
yes,
now I get
I'm so serious, though, and it's crazy because, so my full-time job, I work for the federal government, and I'm an event planner. And it's so crazy because when I tell people that, they don't believe me. They're like, no, because when I plan events, of course, I have to talk to people. I have to interact with everyone. But the people who work closely with me, and I work with a bunch of guys, those who work close to me understand it. So when they see me talking to people and they see my face, they know that I've had enough and I'm getting ready to exit. Like I have to leave. I have to leave the conversation because I'm drained. I need to go back to my office and recuperate. So they get it. Like they laugh because they know when I say I'm an introvert, they know that I really am.
See, Abe, leave her alone. I understand fully. Like the more she's talking, I'm like, yeah, that's me too. Yep. I didn't have enough. I've done my peopling today. I'm good. Let's go.
Oh my God. Yes, yes.
I think I've been like that all my life.
It's so crazy. My friends call me they call me like the woo woo girl. They're like, you come in and you woo everybody and then you exit. And they're like, wait, where did she go?
Yeah. Yep, that's it.
That's it.
I served my purpose today. See, Abe, and that's why when we be out, I'm like, all right, so we good? Y'all need me?
She does that faithfully.
Yep, she does do that. Yes.
Y'all need me? We good?
High five to you. I'm so glad.
So if I don't know if you you know, you saw the promo or whatever. And so Alicia, our co-host, and I don't want to get these things wrong, right? She running for something, or she just won something. We proud of her because she Miss Earth Lady, right?
You gotta get her title correct.
What's the title? Tell me the title.
For the 1,000th time, okay? It is.
Okay.
It is Elite Miss East Coast. Okay.
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 Yep, that's what she is.
Okay.
She is a Miss Elite Miss East Coast. Right?
Yes. Congratulations.
So, because this is your first time doing it, wasn't it the kind of same thing with you, Alicia? Like, people just reached out to you. You wasn't really planning on doing this thing, right?
That's exactly right. But save my questions for my portion now, because you're going to have me repeating it.
Okay, yeah. Well, we don't want to do that. So, this is what I do want to do, though, if you can, Aaron. I want you to give us one good thing about this whole situation, and then give us one not so good thing so we can kind of have an idea moving forward as we support our co-host and her venture.
Yes, I like that.
Okay. All right, I can do that. So let me just say the pro is you meet amazing people. You get great connections. I will say that. The con... You meet some not-so-great people, and it's a lot of money. It was a lot of money for me.
I'm seeing that right now. I really am.
But it's not a lot of money that will make you want to rethink your decision, is it? I mean, is it something that you think you would still want to?
I'm in it. Oh, you're talking to her.
Okay, yeah, you better be in it.
Well, I guess she went all the way.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it again only because I'm older. Now, if I was in my 20s or 30s and I saw more potential of me to grow and do more things, yes, I would put the money in. Because, I mean, you can get people to sponsor you. You can get money from other people to help you out. But for me, I foot the bill for everything. And so with my kids being in private school, and I'm paying a mortgage and things like that, I was like, yeah, I'm not going to do this again.
That's very real. I understand it.
That's really real.
Yeah, but I applaud you. Like, go for it, because honestly, a lot of the young girls that I met who are doing it, like some of the Maryland USA and DC USA, are great girls, and I'm telling you, like, their connections they're making and the things that they are doing after this are phenomenal. I would say go for it and even go bigger. Like, if you get the title for this, go for some bigger pageant ones who have more exposure for you, especially if radio is what you want to do, because I used to work at radio when I was a board op for years with Russ Parr and all of them. So the connections are there. The doors will open. So if that's what you want to do, yeah, absolutely go for it.
We're making a connection right now. Like,
yeah, that's awesome.
Right, exactly. And listen, with what you just said, just in case you ever get bored and you want to get back into radio, and there's a Urban Flavor, is this new radio network that's growing fast, like every day, right? You know, just in case you just might want to, help out or something.
Start a show?
Or get involved.
I'm definitely more behind the scenes. I love to do behind the scenes, so I know the audio.
We will take care of your introversion. We will allow you to be working in the back. Nobody got to see you.
Yes.
We will put you right beside Alicia. You and Alicia can be introverts together.
Because I love being in the back, and I just have this feeling that she can help out and get some more topics for Miss Carolyn and I. We can definitely use another woman's mind.
I'm hearing something. Listen, guys, we have a caller. I believe we have a caller. And this caller may have some questions for our guest, so let's see if we can take this call before we let her go. Okay, caller, are you there?
Hey, guys, it's Kay. Hi,
go
everybody.
Go, Kay.
Hey, guys. So,
what's happening?
You know, Y'all know I won an award a long time ago for the best fun size person. You know, me just being 5'2" and fun size. I'm just playing. I ain't really win nothing.
I was about to say, what was that, kindergarten? You won that what, kindergarten?
You know, the fun size award, you know, for the 5'3" and under. You know, your fun size.
Okay. That award.
But no, I just wanted to call in. Welcome to the show, Erin. I've tuned in a few minutes late, but I'm here. So I just wanted to congratulate my teammate, Alicia, who is absolutely beautiful. And I wanted to congratulate you, Erin, for your success and just say, you know, hey, that's all. That's all I wanted, really. So, yeah.
Hold on, Kay. Hold on, Kay. Hold on. Before you go, I got something for you.
She's going to hand clap.
Yeah. You know what's coming.
Who knows?
Look, he's trying to find it.
He's looking for the button. Come on. Come on now.
I got one voice.
You're so extra. So extra.
Anyway.
But anyways, y'all, I just wanted to, you know, I'm listening, but I just wanted to chime in to say congratulations and show my love and everything like that.
We need that.
We appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Don't hang up. Keep listening. All right.
I'm listening.
All right.
And Erin, please, if you could hang in there with us too when we interview Alicia, that would be great, because maybe you could be our other co-host while we're interviewing Alicia, if you don't mind.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Oh, Chuck it up. We got a whole new co-host and stuff.
Yeah.
Tonight is the night. This is
we hired her right on the spot.
All right. So I guess what we can do then is go to commercial maybe. And then when we come back, we can start the next segment and we can interview ACR.
Did you forget my name?
That is so awful.
I hope not.
I could never do that. I could never ever forget your name. Ever.
I switched my name.
I was about to say, because you got the like little alter ego joints. You got the A Sierra, you got the Sierra, you got a couple of different ones. So I was trying to make sure I pulled the right one out the hat. That's all it
you
was.
You could just say Alicia. You could just say that, you know? Make it easy.
No, that doesn't work. Because I like the queen. That's what we'll do. The queen it is. So we're going to go to commercial real quick. And then when we come back, we're going to interview the queen. That's what we'll do. We'll be right back, guys.
I don't gotta talk about it, baby, you can see it. But if you want, I'll be happy to repeat it. My name is Carrie.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, guys.
That was cute.
It was cute. And be honest, who else was doing the pretty girl rock during that intermission?
Oh, look, I was tearing
I know,
up
I was
over
shaking
here.
Over here.
I was tearing.
I'm like, oh, yeah. That's right. You picked the right song.
Oh, yeah.
So welcome back, everyone. Yeah, welcome back. We now want to reintroduce our special guest for this evening, who is near and dear to our hearts. She is everything to our Urban Flavor team, none other than Alicia C. Welcome back.
Go ahead, Alicia. Welcome.
I'm trying to sound all brand new.
And we do have our special co-host, Miss Erin Nicole. Welcome back.
Okay.
And then we got Abraham. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Abraham.
Right.
Wow. Okay. So I got a disclaimer before we go off the Pretty Girls Rock, right? For all you fellas that are listening, our pretty girls are well protected. So make sure you keep your manners in line. Okay, I'm done. Go ahead.
He is so protective over us. That's a good thing, though.
That's a good thing. I have brothers, so I know how that is.
Okay, yeah. I just want them to know, fellas, y'all can look, but just look. Let them do
oh,
their
that
pretty girls
awesome.
Rock from afar, please. Thank you. All right, go ahead. I'm ready.
Okay, thank you. Alicia, welcome back to the show, your special evening with us. I just want to ask you, how excited are you for your brand new title in your life and the new changes that are going to come about?
Let's see. We're just going to keep it real on the show, right? We can just keep it 100%
yeah,
real.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Just thinking about it gives me bubble guts. Like, it makes me... It makes me nervous only because, as you mentioned before, Abe, this is brand new. So it's kind of like I'm learning as I go, you know, the rules, the regulations. We have a guidebook that we have to adhere to. As Erin was talking about the money, I'm seeing that now. And it was like, hold on, wait, I didn't realize, wait, how much is that? I got to get that too? Oh, Lord. But as she mentioned, you know, I am meeting some just really amazing, you know, women and just learning the ropes. A lot of these women that I'm, you know, in contact with now, this is like their fifth or sixth, you know, time around. So they're being very helpful, and I'm very glad I haven't seen the nice nasties, you know. I haven't come across
healthy,
any of
I'm
that
sure.
at this point.
Yeah, you haven't gone to the national pageant. You'll see a little bit of it. Hopefully, you won't get a lot.
Yes.
Like that.
And that's in July.
It was more of the younger crowd, and like the moms of the young kids were really vindictive and the moms. Because it was bad. I would have not subjected my kids to that.
Wow.
So I guess it's good to wait till you're older, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I would. It depends on what system. Let me say it depends on what system you are a part of. I didn't see a lot of it. I know when I did Miss USA pageants, I saw a lot more because that's a bigger pageant. Everybody wants to win that one because that's the one that's on TV.
Right.
That's the one that everyone knows. So it was a lot more in that system. The United States system wasn't as bad, but you saw a lot of it because a lot of those girls who win United States go on to USA pageant.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it comes with the territory. You'll see it, but like I did, I just ignored it, and we had fun. I had fun with the women that I was there with and the ones that we met. Like, we had a bond. Like, I still talk to all of them to this day. So those connections are important.
So, Alicia, yep, how did it come about for you to get started? Did someone, I think we touched on a little bit earlier in the conversation, did someone approach you or did you go through somebody that you knew and they suggested you? How did that all come about for you?
I'm going to select option E, all of the above. It was
okay.
It was a coworker that I worked on a contract with who just so happens to be a pageant director. And we saw each other for the first time face-to-face at an all-hands, like, department meeting. And mm-hmm. I don't wear makeup or anything crazy like that to work because, honestly, I don't care. So this was the one time, because it was a holiday, you know, party. I was like, let me do a little, you know, just a little. And I did, and she approached me on the spot and was like, hey, have you ever thought about, you know, entering a pageant? And when she said that, my honest response and my reaction to her, I bust out laughing in her face. Because,
I can see you doing that.
You know, I slapped my knee. I was laughing that hard. And the first thing out of my mouth was, I'm not a pageant girl. You know, sometimes I'm a little rough around the edges. I'm not always poised. You know, it's just a little tomboyish at times. And I get nervous in speaking in crowds, you know. But at the same time, you know, we've all watched, you know, Miss USA and even Miss Universe. And there are times where I was like, man, I wish I was bold enough, you know, to do that. I wish I could be like them. But would always just, you know, just shrug it off. So she didn't stop at my laugh, and she asked me at least once a week, hey, you still want to, you know, you should try. And she just kept saying she saw something, which I did not see. So
that sounds,
you know,
like, I know somebody else who said that, but go ahead.
Yeah. This ain't your moment, eh?
Go ahead.
Alicia, not to cut you off, but you have some callers on the line that want to speak to you. Caller, if you're there, press 1, please. State your name.
Yes, we have a caller. Caller, you Hello? There?
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi,
yes,
caller.
Yes.
Hi there. Greetings, everyone. Aaron, Carolyn, Abraham. This is Smiley.
I know that voice. I knew that voice.
Smiley.
I'm going to make this short and sweet. I just wanted to congratulate you, Alicia. I'm super proud of you. And I just wanted to just tell you to, you know, you wear the crown well and continue, both you and Aaron, to represent us beautiful brown girls.
Yes.
Hey now.
Yes.
Hey now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Aww. Look at that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Smiley.
Representing for the brown girls. Go ahead, y'all.
Yeah, let's do the thing. So if we do have any other callers out there, please give some words of encouragement to our special guest this evening, Alicia. She is doing some amazing things in her life, and all the encouragement is great to have moving forward. So please press 1 to speak to her.
Mm-hmm. Look, y'all ain't going to have me tearing up on my own show. This is
yes,
what
we are.
Yeah, that is the whole purpose.
Well, you're definitely going to be teared up because we have another caller. So,
caller,
are you there?
I am. How are you?
Hey, I know this voice too.
This
I know
is Donna.
That voice. Miss Donna.
Hi, Miss Donna.
Hey,
hi.
There.
This is my first time calling into y'all's show, but there will be many more. I just want to say
I appreciate
y'all, and I just want to give a shout out and congratulations to Alicia.
Yay! Look at that,
come on, guys. Yes, keep doing your thing, lady.
Thank you. I am.
Oh, I got the applause.
We love you, Ms. Donna. I hear you on the other shows. I love you.
Oh, my gosh,
well,
yes.
Thank you so much. I love y'all, too, and I can't wait to, you know, listen to some more of your shows. I'm definitely going to be another fan, so you can count on me.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you.
All right, ma'am.
Of course.
Thanks for calling in.
All right. Have a good night, you guys.
See you next, ma'am.
All right.
Look at that, Alicia. You got fans.
You know what? This is why I'm so happy we not live right now and not on Zoom, so y'all can't see my reaction
crying.
Right now. No, thugs don't cry. Thugs don't do
that. They just said you
No. You got to do the little one little tear thing.
Yeah,
that falls. Just the one.
That's it.
It's okay to do the one.
Wait, let me go stand by the window so I can look out the window.
So if I want to jump
one,
in.
With one arm up. Yeah.
I want to jump in real quick because it hasn't been long, right? But it's been a great journey so far. Just a few months ago, through Carolyn, she was like, "Oh my, you know, I got a photographer for us." And yada, yada, we was doing an event, and I'm like, okay, fine, you know, if it works for you, it works for us, let's make it happen. And then here comes Alicia coming in the door, right, at Breakers, right? She comes in the door, she's all bubbly, happy-go-lucky, she's putting her, you know, backdrop up and stuff, she's just so easy to get along with, and week one turns to week two, and about week three, so then we're sitting down talking, and I say, you know what, you got something. She was like, nah, not me. Mm-mm. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a behind-the-scenes person. I was like, no. As a matter of fact, to be completely honest, this whole urban flavor thing, in a sense, started with Alicia, with a conversation that me and Alicia had, and we was like, yo, we should take on the world together. She was like, I don't care as long as I'm behind the scenes. I don't want to be seen. And I was like, no, you have to be seen. Like, you don't get it. Like, you got something. She was like, okay, yeah, I guess so. And look at you. Look at you now. Look at
you
now.
Well, you know what? You know what I'm hearing right now? I know y'all remember the movie Set It Off, where Cleo was in the car, and she lit up that cigarette, and that song was playing.
Day after
day.
That's what
I'm hearing.
Oh, Lord.
Go ahead and sing it, Alicia. Your theme song. Go ahead. I dare you.
I don't know the words to that. I'm just going, day after day, sometimes I push something, nah. See, I don't know.
Something.
Oh,
hold
okay.
on. Let me get in. Something. All right. Back up.
Aw, but that was sweet. I remember that like it was yesterday because my face, if he remembers it, I was just like, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be in the back, right? That's what I can do. I can take all the photos, right? That's what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm. And to this day, she still says that.
Yep, still.
Over here if y'all need me.
Still can't get her in the forefront.
But that's going to change. We got a whole lot of work to do, right?
Mm-hmm. Lord, yes.
So can you explain for me, explain the feeling that when you won, like, how did that feel?
Well, here's the thing. It's kind of crazy because it was something that I didn't really see myself doing. Then I was just like, all right, you know, let me just give it a try. So it was almost like, if I win, I win. If I don't, I don't. Once I, you know, found out that I was actually in it, that's when, like, the flick of the light switch went off. And it was like, all right, now, you've got to win. You got to show off. You better own this. So all of this happened at the same time where, you know, the coronavirus was spreading.
It sure did.
So it cut back on my first real experience. I didn't have that get on the runway experience. I didn't have invited my friends and family out there. It was all digitally, like through Zoom. Everything was.
Oh, wow.
So
y'all did the virtual pageant.
Everything. I had to come up with my own environmental project. I saw a lot of girls, like, were just taking a little photos of them holding their eco project. I put on a whole full photo shoot production because that's just what I do. I recorded it. I sent that in.
It was nice.
I had to do an interview in full glam. I had one of my homegirls record me about, you know, the platform and what I believe, this and that. I sent that in, so that was judged. Then you had a panel interview with about 8 judges in your face. So I was sweating the whole time. I had to do that, and then it was a photogenic competition. It was a People's Choice competition, but it was all digital. So once I got a notice saying, hey, the judges are tallying the scores, we'll get back to y'all in like an hour and a half, just everything in my mind was going, I was like, okay, did I do this right? Did I do that right? So the competitive aspect kicked in. And then I started feeling like a little sad because I was looking at all the other, you know, competitors, and I'm like, wow, she looks really nice. Or, man, her project was great. And it was just psyching myself out. But I got the alert on my phone, and I'm kind of, you know, was scared to even open it. And they had the names in order. And when my name was on the top, I, like, dropped the phone. I was like, ah! I danced around the place. But it still didn't hit me. So I think it was a day or 2 days later, the director, you know, asked me, you know, I had to pick up my awards and stuff like that. So I got my nice, you know, just the bag that she put together, because no other groups really have that. So it's beautiful. I saw my People's Choice Award. I'm taking photos with that. But when I tell you that she pulled out that crown and put it on my head, oh, my. Okay.
Aww.
I'm a very visual person. So I know y'all remember the movie I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. Remember when he walked into the bar and she was singing When the Saints Are Marching In, and then she rolled in the floor? That was me. That was me. I held the crown.
You didn't roll in the floor, did you?
Oh, I love it. I love it.
And then I told her, I was like, you know what? Maybe God had a reason for this not being live. Like, I say that a lot because
yeah.
I think I would have embarrassed my friends and family.
You know, they probably would have been rolling with you.
Can I ask you, who's the pageant director? Who was the pageant director?
Terry Brown Walker.
How did I know you were going to say that? Yep, that was my director when we were at United States.
Look at that!
Wow.
When you start talking about her approaching, and I was like, that is such her MO. That is what she does. That is what she does.
I work with Terry. Yes.
Yes. Oh my goodness, that's so crazy. I love her. I wish I could have worked with her more.
We created this bond, you know, working on this contract because we were placed together. So, you know, and we started, you know, to just become like friends. So we haven't seen each other because I don't have my photo up, you know, in Outlook at work. I don't have a picture up. So she heard my voice walking past her. She was like, Alicia? I was like, yeah. She was like, it's Terry. I was like, ah. So I like hugged her around her neck like she was a family member. And that's when she looked at me and said, so. And I'm like, oh, here, what's going on, Miss Terry? What you got?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yes.
Yes.
She's great. I was sad that she left the United States system and went to do her own, but I didn't know which one she did. But when you started talking about her, I was like, let me ask her.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. Yeah, definitely.
Look at this.
She is great.
Yes. See, you know how these connections are happening.
A lot of connections. That's a good thing. So, Erin, what kind of other words of encouragement can you give her now that you know who she's working with? I mean, it doesn't seem like she needs much more, but what else can you offer to her moving forward?
Stick with Terry. She's awesome. She's definitely been around the pageant system for a long time, and she's a great person to pick her brain. He definitely has some people who will help you get ready for the pageant, because I know you say you've never done this before, and it is a couple of pointers and things that you will need to know, because you'll notice the girls who have been doing it for years, you'll notice they all tend to do the same thing as far as like walking and how they interact. So she will definitely connect you to the right people. She knows everyone. From the Real Housewives of Potomac, like that.
Yes.
One of her girls. Yep. So we did one of the shows with her. I would say you have the right person. You have the right pageant director. So just stick with her, pick her brain, and she will have you doing everything.
Oh, and the thing that I really admire about her is just like she's very sincere, she's very open, she's very honest. You know, there's no question that you really just can't ask her. Sometimes I feel like, okay, maybe I should already know this, or maybe this is a silly question. No. Nope. Doesn't matter.
Right. Nope. I agree. Definitely ask her. And, I mean, I'm excited for you because I feel like just from the people talking about you that you definitely have a future where whatever you want to do. So I'm here
you want to pick my brain as well, because I used to do the pageant coach with USA, so I know a couple things. You have Terry, you have a lot of people, so I'm excited for you.
Yay! Thank you!
Yes, we are excited.
That just gave me the boost I needed, because I, like I said, I was over here like, man, there's, like when you go to nationals, it's not just, you know, I'm on Team East Coast, so it's not just going to be me and, you know, and my sister pageant girls. It's everybody, and I'm like, oh, Lord, okay. I gotta kick it up. I was like, okay, let me go hair shopping. Like, I can't be just coming out any type of way for Miss Terry now. We're not going to do that.
No. But you have to be comfortable. You have to be 100% comfortable with you. Because when you get there, you will see beautiful women, beautiful girls everywhere. I just didn't pay any of them any attention. I went, you focused, right. I had my headphones on, you in your own zone, you in your own space, and mm-hmm. just do what you came to do. You know who you are when you answer those questions, when you're interviewing,
yep.
just like you're doing now. Be honest. Yeah, I'm a tomboy. I never thought I would be a pageant, but I'm here because I'm here to show girls that you don't have to be like this to be here where I am. Like, just explain
right.
to them. If you come
yep.
100% of who you are, that's what they appreciate. That's what will get you the win.
See, and she's very right, because I thought that I had to almost change me, you know, if that makes sense, when it came to the interview portion, because they asked, you know, certain questions that I'm not accustomed to answering, but it was just like, I can't fake that funk. This is it. You ask this question, I'm going to answer it as Alicia. And
right. You know, honesty is the best policy.
Now, you know, I will definitely take, you know, a lot of pointers when it comes to being more poised and, you know, in the walking and things of that nature. But, I mean, that's all room for improvement, I think.
Right, absolutely.
Well, looky here. This is our Alicia that we're talking about here.
Ah, here
Are
we go.
Are you fine? I think I heard some sniffles.
Sound like I heard
thug. Listen,
I think it's coming. The war works.
It was just the one little one, right?
Right.
But I already
Look,
wiped
can't blame
away.
It on
it's gone now.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, it's her. It's just like, yeah, Alicia, yeah. She's
well,
amazing. It's good to know that, you know, she's doing wonderful things. Hold on, hand clap for Alicia. Hold on. One sec.
Funnier when you say, hold on.
Right. You wait for your head clap.
Because I can see him with his finger hovering to my, okay, now which one is it? Is it this one? Is this clap?
Yeah, he's learning those little new gadgets he's got over there.
Yes, we're going
to
make Urban Flavor exciting.
Huh? Yeah, we need a clapper. We're going to need a clapper since he want to abandon
us.
You're
going to
have
don't worry. Yeah.
Yeah, she is being
okay.
trained. All of that is still coming with the package.
We got the whole nine yards.
Please do not say I'm leaving you guys. I am not leaving you guys.
No.
I'm just departing, but I'm still going to be bugging you every week.
He's going to be begging to come back, Alicia. Watch.
Yes, I'm going to be daggone the co-host, because I'm going to be calling every week with my 2 cents.
We have a caller, and it's like, wait, we know that number. No, we can skip over that. No, I'm going to skip over.
We're going to put them on hold.
Don't you dare. Like K and them tried to hang up on me yesterday. Nuh-uh. I got my little 2 cents. I got to stay. I'm with Ms. Donna. We like
stupid
the weekly.
Or stupid as stupid.
I was right, though, wasn't I right, though? Their topic was, why do people cheat? Why do people cheat? Because men are stupid? No, because women are stupid and men are stupider. I thought that was a great answer.
Well, please don't get him riled up again, because we can go all night. We can definitely.
A whole other show. Lord.
It was.
Oh,
you missed it, Ari.
No, that was the show
God.
Yesterday.
Oh,
Well,
I chimed in on the show yesterday. I called in. But it ain't about that show. It's about Alicia. So, because we about to have to go. So, Alicia,
yes.
I just want to know, so
mm-hmm.
now that you're in,
Is this something that we should get used to you doing? So are we riding behind you with, you know, pageant after pageant after pageant, or are we going to see what happens with this one and make a decision?
I mean, regardless, you should always be riding behind.
But I want to prepare myself to know that we going, you know, all the way with this. I need to be mentally prepared to know we riding.
Well, get your mentals prepared, okay? Get it prepared while
right.
I still got these good knees, okay?
Oh, boy.
All right?
There it is.
Yes.
There it is.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to ride into the wind storm.
Look, and now that I have Miss Erin, I have her around, too. So, I hope she don't be like, I didn't really mean that. That was radio talk. Nope.
Oh yeah, right. She don't know who she's dealing with. We will be in her inbox. We're coming. We coming for you.
Yeah.
You can't befriend us and then just drop us off.
Right. Look, especially next month with these topics coming out. I'm trying to tell you.
And we have a few.
You
might
want to come back.
Yeah,
like
please come back.
They're trying to replace me.
Yes, absolutely. Uh-huh. Oh no.
So, Alicia, real quick before we end this show, where can the listeners follow you on social media?
All right. The first one is Instagram. I have two accounts. The first one being Sierra Photography. That's C-I-A-R-R-A Photography. That's my personal page if you want to get to know me. And my other page is Elite Miss East Coast. That's the pageant page, and I need to be updating that. Facebook is full name Alicia Sierra with two R's Wallace, and I also have a Elite Miss page on Facebook. So if y'all not following that, I'm gonna need y'all to follow that. Abe, I'm gonna need you to go ahead and blast that out like you normally do. Okay.
I got it.
I just created that page, so you know, go ahead and blast that out.
We got it.
Yes.
Girl.
And then of course, I'm a photographer. So it's the same name. It's Sierra Photography. I got the site down right now because I'm editing it. It will be back up next month, you know, but it is C-I-A-R-R-A photography.com.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much, and congratulations again, Alicia, for your success and everything going forward.
Yes.
Congratulations, Erin, and thank you for being our co-host this evening.
Yes.
And it has been a pleasure. You guys have a great night.
And bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Starting up my
music.
Urban Flavor Radio.
I'm in these streets.
Your urban party station.
Yo, Mac, I don't even understand how they didn't understand you and that Mary Joy.
Yeah, I
kick
know,
that
man.
Old robotic, futuristic George Jetson.
Yeah,
crazy Joy.
The blab, robotic kicking flab, more flavor, bitter, batter, chitter, chatter, madder than the mad hatter. I bet you buy shit, come by fatter. I got the data, turn your body into antimatter. And just like a piece of sizzling, you'll fit inside my stomach with the eggs and grits between. The king is what I mean, my man.